Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is here now. He is Mike Norvell, University of Memphis football coach. Kind enough to join us. He's here now. Coach, how are you?
Man, everything's going great. Just trying to stay away from a couple of these lightning bolts that are striking here in Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so would that just rearrange everything for you today?
It did, and, you know, it's actually one of the things that I like about camp is that you have to learn to be able to adapt and adjust. You know, we woke up, we had a set plan of what we wanted to try to accomplish this morning with practice and get work in, but, that changed early in the morning with the weather, and our kids have done a great job today, you know, rearranging the schedule, and, I think we're going to be able to get some great work in as the day progresses.
Coach, I just feel like you need to budget for the beginning of your season, like it's going to be adjusted by the weather. Like you just have to like budget for that every single year now. Like whatever it is, whether it's the scrimmage there in Jackson or the beginning of the year, like it's going to be affected by the weather.
Well, I mean, that's something that, obviously those are all things that we cannot control, but, that's one of the things that, our players have done a great job of embracing. And, you look over the last 2 years, we've had games that have been canceled. You know, we had I remember specifically the lightning delay that we had against SMU. And, last year at this time, we had a practice with that we had to leave the field, and we had to take a delay because of lightning. And our coaches did a wonderful job. You know, we sat our kids down. We talked exactly about, the process. If this happens in a game, what we're going to do. And when that showed up, 10 weeks later, our guys were prepared. There was no confusion. There was no uncertainty of what the expectation was. And then they were ready whenever we got to go back on the field and ended up finishing with a big win.
Coach, at this point, was going back to Jackson, going to Lambeth a no-brainer? It's worked so well for you. I think this is your third straight year. What have you you talked about a little bit, the adapting to the camp up there. What have you liked about it? It looks like a situation where if it ain't broke, brother, it's working well for us. Why change anything?
Well, this is one of my favorite times of year because, it's you were able to eliminate, all our players, coaches, from any distractions.
Yep.
We're here. It's a focus on our team, on the relationships. Last night our guys broke up into position groups and, after meetings, and they sat around a campfire. They got to tell their story.
Yeah.
They got to talk about, some of the challenges, some of the experiences they've had, throughout their journey to become a Memphis Tiger. And just the importance of this team and, for us to get to know each other. And I think that's one of the greatest things about being a part of the game of football is it's the relationships.
No question.
And, that's something that's important for our players, for our team. Today, when we're able to get on the field, it's going to be a tough practice. It's going to be one that's going to be challenging. I think that through those experiences, to help grow the continuity of the team and, obviously the belief in each other.
Coach, having Jackson Dillon and Sam Kraft back for that sixth season and eligible, obviously it's huge on the field on both sides of the ball, but what kind of charge does that give the team when they get that news? What kind of charge does it give you?
Well, those are two great young men,
yep.
And they've both been through adversity. They've both had some unexpected events that have occurred that have cost them time. And when you sit there and you think about how fragile your career is in a sense of how quick it could go away, to be able to have them a part of the program for another year, their leadership, their experience, just pure determination to get back and to be a part of this team. It's a great thing for our program, for our city, and especially for those two young men.
We are, of course, talking to Mike Norvell, Memphis football coach. There's a scrimmage there in Jackson this weekend at 10 a.m. on Saturday. I do want to go back real quickly, though, to last weekend in the Fan Fest, because by all accounts, it appears to be the best attended Fan Fest in the history of the program. What does that say to you, Coach? That fans are, there's a line now, for example, to get Memphis Tiger gear. What does that say to you? Is it a validation of, sort of the hard work that you guys have been putting in trying to get the program right?
Well, You know, it's I'm definitely very humbled by it. And when you see the excitement of our community for this team and for the program and what we're doing moving forward, you know, you never take that for granted. And, you know, we are so grateful for the community that we get to represent and the opportunity we have as a football program. And so you know, it was a little warm there on Saturday, and you just see that many people, you know, show up, and just it was exciting. You know, we're sitting on a practice field with a sea of blue surrounding it, with over 800 people. You know, it definitely added to our atmosphere and what we wanted to create in our first scrimmage, and it was a pretty special moment.
Obviously, lots of fans interested in the ongoing quarterback competition. What's the update there? How close are you to naming a starter?
Well, you know, every day we're grading these guys. We're getting a little bit more information. We're seeing how they're handling the installations, and obviously how they're leading the team. And when they're on the field, is what is the production of what we're doing, and with the checks, and obviously all the things that go into playing that position. But I feel good about where we are. I really like the development of all of our quarterbacks. I think have been impressive through this camp. But Saturday is going to be a big moment for us. But as we sit there and you watch it, we take into account to everything, every meeting that they're in, the overall understanding of what we're doing, and then the production when they step on the field. So I feel good about where we are. Not ready to make a decision because I still think we have some work to do.
It's obviously when you're sort of deciding on who your starting quarterback is going to be, it's obviously about more than just arm talent. They both have that, both Brady and David Moore. What kind of additional things are you evaluating in this sort of competition? Like, what are you hoping your eventual starter is showing in these practices and these scrimmages?
You know, just overall control and command of the offense. When you step on the field and that you can go out there and execute your job and put our offense in the best position to be successful, we ask a lot out of the quarterback. You know, they've got to understand protections. They've got to understand run checks. They've got pre-snap and post-snap, the decisions that have to be made depending on the play call. And so if you can go out there and make sure that we're getting the ball into the right place to our playmakers and making sure that we can do that at a fast pace with tempo. That's what makes us go. And, throughout the course of my career, I've been fortunate to have some incredible quarterbacks. I feel great that tradition is going to continue, especially with the guys that we have in our room right now. But that's what I look for. And we step on the field that all 10 guys that are surrounding that quarterback are going to play better because of the way that he plays, and obviously the comfort that regardless of what play is called, all right, that those guys can go out there and execute it.
Coach, are there significant differences in what each guy brings to the table, speaking of Moore and White, when you look at the two of them?
You know, they're both so talented. They both have, like you mentioned, both have great arm talent. Both are athletic and they can move and extend plays. I think we've seen that throughout this camp. They do have subtle strengths in certain areas. The mental capacity, they both spent a lot of time trying to understand a concept, trying to understand what they're being asked to do, and you'll get the big picture of it. So, the biggest thing we look for is just consistency. Mm-hmm. And right now, it's been back and forth. Some days, one guy's played at a higher level, but it's not always. You almost have to pull yourself back at times of making sure that you see what is production on a play. Are you putting the ball in the right place? Then on the same hand, are you also making the right decision? Because sometimes those things can get can kind of go back and forth at times. So it's been a fun, but that's why we grade everything. It's been a fun battle to watch. I feel really really good about where we are, and I think that we're going to be in good hands with whichever guy elevates himself to be in the quarterback.
Earlier this week, CBSSports.com picked your program as the best in the state of Tennessee this season. Do you print that out? Do you frame it? Do you enjoy it with the guys? Or do you look at it like, well, damn, it's about time?
Well, I mean, it is a great compliment that people see our program as at that level and that high expectation. But on the flip side of it, we haven't played a game yet this season. And but to know going into the 2018 year that people nationwide see our program at that level, that's exciting. But on the other end of it, man, we've got to go out there and we've got to play the game. We've got to make sure that we keep ourselves at that level and continue to grow as a program.
Coach, what's the next step for your defense as a unit? You've got so many playmakers on that side of the ball. You've done a great job putting them all together. What do you want to see as a unit from them? What's the next step for them?
You know, I think the continued growth. I mean, you look at that side of the ball. There are a lot of great playmakers,
yep,
like you mentioned. But we have to be consistent. We've got to make sure that we continue to have the explosive play, creating takeaways, getting the ball back for the offense. But we need to eliminate some of the big plays that have been given up. You know, the guys that were forced onto the field last year as freshmen or sophomores, mm-hmm, to take the experience and to really grow, and making sure that we're always in the right place. That when we get an opportunity to make the routine tackle or the routine fit, that we're always in the place that we need to be, and to help make sure that we're not giving up the big play touchdown. And that's what I think, going through this camp, I've probably been most pleased with is, these guys are hungry to elevate their level of play. They understand that there's been some great, singular plays. We have been explosive on that side of the ball, but everybody's hungry to really have that consistency.
And then finally, Coach, I do have to let you know that last week we got Paul Finebaum on the Memphis Tiger train. You know Paul Finebaum, right?
I do. I've got a chance to talk to him a few times.
Yeah, so I want you to hear something. So every time you sign off with us, you obviously hit us with the Go Tigers. Well, Paul Finebaum decided last week he was going to take a page out of your book.
Rightfully so.
I want you to grade his version. All right, Coach?
All right.
All right, let's let him hear it.
Go Tigers.
What'd you think?
Oh, man, that's pretty solid. It was good voice inflection. I mean, it seems like it was genuine from the soul.
Yeah.
I mean, Paul is a native Memphian. I know there's kind of gone back and forth where that's been, but to hear that come from the core of him, I'm definitely excited about that one.
We thought so, too.
Yeah,
thought it was from the heart.
It felt real, Coach. It felt real.
That's because of your work.
We appreciate your time, as always.
Thank you,
and the work you're doing up there. Thanks for joining us, Coach. See you soon.
Guys, I appreciate it. And in honor of Paul, I'm going to go ahead and give you a real, real deep from the core. Go Tigers, baby.
We'll take it.
Hey, that's a baby there. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it. Is Mike Norvell. That's a Go Tigers baby. That replaces.
Yeah, he pulled that one from the diaphragm.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Might have to replace our original one.
Oh, you have to. Go
I think
Tigers,
it's better
baby.
Than his original.
But I'm going to hit the. But see, I hit the Go Tigers, his original Go Tigers, so much that I feel like the Go Tigers baby that he just did is going to be like a special occasion, like for a big win.
He's probably right.
You know what I mean?
It's all business, Mike.
You're
and
right.
That's usually the mode he's
that's
in,
right.
is
that's
all
right.
business, Mike.
No, you're right. Maybe that's true. Maybe you
so
say.
Keep him around. That one's for special occasions.
The Go Tigers baby is break glass in case of emergency type. Like,
there
they
you
get,
go.
They beat Missouri on the road. That's,
right.
That's a Go Tigers baby.
Navy
second week.
That's true. Good point, Bennett. Good point. Interesting stuff there from Mike Norvell. Sounds like Saturday is going to be it's going to be instrumental in determining who the starting quarterback is.
Well, doesn't it need to be?
Yeah.
You're 16 days out.
Yeah.
It sounded like he likes where he is, but he'd still rather have had a guy stand out. We were sort of in the same boat with Chad Morris earlier this week. He's in the same thing. He's in the middle of a quarterback competition, and the leader hasn't really emerged. When you get to this point, of course you'd have to have. He admitted it. I'd like to have a guy step forward. To your point, you'd like to see that happen by Saturday.
Yeah.
You want to start to see one or the other guy. And again, we've got no personal choice in this thing. You want to see the best guy win the job, but you'd like to see that start happening by Saturday.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, just ideally, you don't want this thing to go up because you know why? Because Navy's week two.
Yeah.
A very important division game is week two. And I realize, they're going to take it week by week. But that Navy game has big implications on the rest of the year. You've been picked to win the West. They're one of the top teams in the West. You've got to be sharp. You've got to have that quarterback comfortable and ready to go because you've got to be so sharp by week two on the road.
You know, and Navy has always been just such a pain in the
butt. It feels like you kind of got over the mountain last year, finally.
It does.
You hope so.
You need that quarterback to come in.
But that quarterback's got to be right.
Up on Mercer the first game of the season, like to get some confidence going into that Navy game.
You want to be right and settled and comfortable that it's your team going into that week because you've got to be so good against them, so sharp every year.
But it's more than
last year was still close. It wasn't like you drew. Was it 30-27 or
something? Yeah, no, it was still a very close game. Yeah, more important than Brady White or whoever, or David Moore, whoever the quarterback is going to be, is that defense and how ready they will be for such a task in week two.
Again, I mean, triple option offense.
The discipline that it requires to defend against that, you know, and I'm not super familiar with who their quarterback is. I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's not Keenan Reynolds.
It's a guy, sophomore last year. I thought that they kind of plugged in. They had injuries last year, but he got a little run last year.
But
did okay.
Every quarterback they plug in tends to be great for that system.
Because they fit what Ken's looking for.
Exactly.
You know, I just like saying Coach Ken. I want to touch that last name.
No, we shouldn't try to do that.
But we know
who's going well
about.
So far. Yeah, so we shouldn't have to. We shouldn't want to butcher it with the pronunciation. Niamatulolo. That's close.
Malcolm Perry was the guy. He rushed for 1,182 yards last season, 11 touchdowns as a sophomore in 17. Again, they were battling injury. He looks like he's going to be the guy going forward.
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, that's a hell of a game there to have week two of the season.
That's what I'm saying.
But you win that game, and all bets are off.
It was sort of the same thing last year. I want to say that UCF was game two, but remember, it got postponed. You were in the same boat. You've got to be sharp coming out of camp because you've got a key. In that case, just conference game. This one's a division game, obviously. Makes it even more important. UCF got postponed last year. They were in the same boat last year. Had to be ready super fast. It's more important than ever this year, especially with where you are with your quarterbacks. And John makes the point. I think you heard it from Norvell. They've done a great job over the last few years putting these playmakers together. You know, T.J. Carter, we had him on yesterday. He's one of them, obviously. You've got to find a way now with all these playmakers to be better as a unit, right? You got to be a little bit stiffer as a unit. They've been great turning the ball over. Mike said it, explosive plays, but you've got to get a little stiffer in year three under Norvell. That defense, and it should. And they know it.
Yeah.
They know it. You heard T.J. Carter talk about picking up the level. Those guys take pride in that.
Yeah.
They want to. It needs to be better this year.
Yeah, but appreciate Mike Norvell for joining us. I know he's very busy there in Jackson, and always appreciate his time. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.